Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything confined to the right shoulder. Beyond, let's get through College Park 95. It is jam solid around to George Avenue. That's where we had the multi-car crash right after George Avenue. And that was cleared out of the travel lanes for some time. Out of Calverton, 95, very heavy, just to join into that stop and go stretch of the Beltway. Now, as for the Virginia Beltway in Annandale, seeing some of that volume, we're still quiet through Tyson's and heading up toward the American Legion Bridge. So after a pretty quiet start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, unseasonably chilly today, 47 degrees, and that wind will continue this afternoon out of the northwest. Mainly clear tonight, 31, still fairly breezy to windy at times. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, windy 44. Thursday, cloudy, windy, highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Manassas, 32 in Frederick, 34 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Rex Tillerson reaches past the White House and condemns Russia for an alleged nerve agent attack. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, yeah, come on up. Matt Schlapp, American Conservative Union, will join us at 735 this morning, 805. Justin Danhoff, he's from the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also the man who confronted Bob Iger at that Disney shareholder meeting. Holy cow. Byron York joins us at 8:15 this morning. The House Intel Committee wraps up its investigation into Trump-Russia collusion. And then Larry Kudlow will be here at 8:35. Lots of questions for Larry. His future is the talk of the town. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega. She's a member since 2011, Minority Whip since 2013. Very important bill coming up today. Kathy, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about this Keep Our Communities Safe Act. This comes up, as I said, today. It's going to be heard today. What does this bill do?
Well, it's a very, very simple measure. It just says if law enforcement detains or has in their hold an illegal immigrant who has been convicted of a crime, they have to turn them over to ICE if ICE asks. So they're not out, you know, picking up people sitting on a curb eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. These are criminal, illegal immigrants in their hold. And ICE has said, hey, turn this person over to us.
Now, it says convicted of a crime. What if they're just being held on suspicion of a crime?
Well, my bill says convicted of a crime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, last year when we had this, the bill, actually, part of the reason I put this bill in is because you may remember last year, they actually passed a bill out of the House of Delegates in Maryland, making Maryland a sanctuary state. And it fortunately died in the Senate, but I thought this is a terrible idea. Maryland should not be a sanctuary state. And so if we say convicted of a crime, we know this illegal immigrant is a bad person and should be turned over to ICE if they want. You might recall that 19-year-old last year that they picked up in Montgomery County. He was actually a 19-year-old junior at a high school in Montgomery County. He Monday broke into a cop car, stole a shotgun and an AR-15 and ammunition. On Tuesday, they found the kid at school with these weapons in his vehicle, which, you know, that's a whole another conversation about a gun-free zone. They arrested him. On Wednesday, he posted a $2,000 bond, and Montgomery County let him go. Thursday, even though ICE had said we want him, he's wanted on multiple criminal charges. Luckily, the Howard County Police picked him up. So we know this is necessary because we do have Montgomery County and Prince George's County law enforcement that have said they don't want to cooperate with ICE.
Right, yeah. In fact, the city of Hyattsville and Tacoma Park have both declared themselves sanctuary cities. So if your bill was to become law, that would erase their status as sanctuary cities, correct?
Correct. And again, that's part of the reason that I narrowly defined it as convicted of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Not they would say, well, the police are then going to go around and just pick people up who look like foreigners.
Don't you think?
Which is ridiculous.
Don't you think that maybe Maryland would learn the lessons that California is experiencing right now? Because as California kind of exists as a sanctuary state, what's happened is now the federal government, there are these ICE raids that are happening in California. The federal government, because it has to enforce the law, is taking it upon itself to enforce that law. And in a weird way, because of these sanctuary rules in California, what it's doing is it's compelling ICE to go into those communities wherein they find a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, rather than the illegal immigrants, the criminals that you're referring to, being held simply by these states and localities and turning them over. In fact, sanctuary states and sanctuary cities create magnets for enforcement for illegal immigrant communities, rather than just getting the worst of the worst out?
Well, of course, and ICE is very committed to keeping communities safe. They say they have a fantastic website, by the way. If you haven't looked at it, it's impressive. Their website lists all kinds of detainers and arrests and deportations. But they say when a local law enforcement agency fails to honor an ICE detainer, individuals who have significant criminal histories are released into the community, presenting a potential public safety threat. Now, why would a local law enforcement, first of all, go back to last year, why would they let that guy out who had firearms on school property? I thought the liberals were all wound up about having firearms on school property, but apparently it's not that important. And then when they find out the guy had criminal history in the past, it's just unfathomable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I want to take the time that we have left here to discuss the Parishioner Protection Act, which would allow law-abiding members of a congregation to carry, conceal on church property. Want to hear more about this from you. What is your reasoning behind this?
Well, this, you'll remember the Bible study where that crazy person in South Carolina went in and murdered seven people in a Bible study.
That's right, Dylan Roof.
Yeah, not long after that, that madman in Texas, I think, killed 17 and injured 20 others in a church in a rural area in Texas. And I go to a church in Baltimore County where it's pretty rural and look around, and, there are areas where law enforcement would be 20, 30 minutes away from responding to an active shooter. So most churches, synagogues, mosques have a quote-unquote a security team of people that walk around during the service to keep the parking lot and the church and mostly the people there safe. And some of them are law enforcement, so they're permitted to have a firearm. But some, especially in my church, we've got some military personnel that don't have a concealed carry permit, but certainly are trained to carry a firearm. And so allowing a pastor or a rabbi to designate some people within the church body to carry their legal firearm in church on Sunday as part of the security team, I think, is a reasonable thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And they would not need a concealed carry permit already, or they would?
No, they don't, and we're not setting up a special permitting. It's just enabling. It is currently legal for you to carry a firearm that you lawfully own on private property.
Okay.
So, you can go to your friend's farm and carry a firearm, or if you work at a 7-Eleven and it's private property and the owner has said, this is my property, you can have your firearm here in our store, that's legal. The question is church property quote unquote private property?
Do you have the support of the governor for either of these bills?
I do not. I haven't spoken to the governor about either one of the bills. We're going to make the the Parishioner Protection Act, a pilot program in Harford County, because, you know, I think the Baltimore City folks, they aren't as welcoming to firearms as people in Harford and Carroll and more rural parts of our state. So we thought we'd start there, and I'm going to try to get that through. And look, Governor Hogan's a law and order guy. He's committed to keeping our community safe, and turning criminals back into the community seems like a terrible idea to me.
All right, Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We're going to follow this closely.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Vince and Mary.
All right, best of luck. 7:16 on WUMAL. It's time to check the roadways and the weather. Get you going. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We say good morning to the Maryland Beltway. It's been busy, but getting better over near 202. We had the earlier crash. Everything confined over to the right shoulder. In fact, just a couple flashing lights to see. So the pace better the closer you get to 202. Heading inside the Beltway, well, first out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50's been nice and quiet. Now through Chevrolet, the volume, same story with Riverdale, but it's just the morning rush hour to get you on to DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. I haven't had anything reported in the way there. New incident has popped up, though, Virginia, on the George Washington Parkway. If you're coming out of Old Town Alexandria, heading up toward Reagan National Airport, crash before the airport. So, again, just seeing those delays continuing to grow here as you come up from Slater's Lane. So expect that to take a little extra time for you, GW Parkway. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just that volume running slow through Jessup and again in Laurel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, windy, high of 47. Tonight, clear skies, low at 31. And then tomorrow, windy, becoming cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 44. Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:17. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, the President of the United States is heading off to California today. He's off to see those border wall prototypes that are right near San Diego. There's eight of them. I said before, they're assembled like large tombstones on the border. They are, I think they're about 30 by 30 each, 30 feet high, 30 feet wide to the visible eye. But they also go beneath the ground by about 6 feet each. There's a whole bunch of requirements that they had. You'll remember these have been up for a little bit now and had a chance to be sort of tested for both their endurance and the ability for people to actually get over them. And they've mostly been fairly successful. The height of the walls is good. The government, the Trump administration, has asked for a whole bunch of specific things. One, make it very difficult for a person in an unassisted fashion to get over the wall. It's all but impossible with these walls at 30 feet tall. They also have round pipes at the top, which are designed to make it very difficult to straddle the wall, kind of like to get over it at all in a safe manner. And then several of the wall designs have see-through capabilities. They have pipes and things so that you can actually see straight through them. And that's something that the Border Patrol asked for. The prototype samples range from full concrete to a mixture of materials, including metal and concrete. The interesting thing about the metal poles, if you get, say, some, you know, there is some concern with those metal bollards or whatever, the poles that hold them up, that you can take like a Jaws of Life and stick them in and widen that out. And that's something somebody can carry in a backpack. And so they want to make sure that these walls are actually capable of not being penetrated in under an hour's time. And in an hour's time, you shouldn't be able to create a hole of more than a foot in width by kind of getting through the wall with hand tools. A lot of interesting, specific things they want to do. The other one is that, remember, Trump has constantly mentioned that he wants the wall to be big and beautiful. Well, beautiful actually plays a role here, because the Trump administration asked for the walls to be aesthetically pleasing on the U.S. side. So if you look at some of these walls, one of them I know has kind of a brick pattern that kind of looks nice on the U.S. side. On the Mexican side, it's just a blank slate with barbed wire at the top of it.
Well, that is important. You know, it's interesting, too. You talked about how they can't get through the wall and how they want to make sure that they can't be, they're basically impenetrable.
Right.
Military Special Forces tested these prototypes. They spent 3 weeks trying to breach them, trying to scale them. They used jackhammers, saws, torches, and other tools and other climbing advice. devices, climbing devices, and they passed the test. Each one of these walls, they identified the strengths and the flaws of each design. They did not pick an overall winner, though.
One of them is nice looking, though. It's got the concrete bottom and then a blue metal top to it. It's made by Israel. It's the only one that has an international contract, but it's pretty good looking. So anyway, the president's going out to look at all of these today, and again, I don't know if he's going to do this apprentice style where he fires each one and then picks one at the end, but we'll see how the president actually has his decision-making process. It'll be interesting to see him patting the walls, kind of figuring out what's going on.
It's a beautiful wall.
Yes,
beautiful.
I can't wait for the footage of him seeing that. California, not quite as welcoming, though, the fact that he's coming to visit. Remember, California, you've heard words like from the governor saying that are at war, Jerry Brown, saying California thrives because we welcome immigrants and innovators from across the globe. You see, in California, we are focusing on bridges, not walls. Boy, we've heard that a million times. And that's more than just a figure of speech, says Jerry Brown. That's because they're building a train, by the way, that has a bridge system. The train is like years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. So, you know, yeah, way to go, Jerry Brown in California. And then there's this, the Center for Immigration Studies, and we talk to those guys every so often, and Mark Recorian over there, they say that if this wall goes up, remember, the estimate's about $18 to $25 billion. The Daily Caller reports that that cost would be covered by just even a small reduction in the number of illegal immigrants who cross the border, because they use tax dollars. You know, once you get in the United States, it's not just the specific welfare programs. It's roads, it's schools, it's all sorts of things. They say they'll derive a cost savings rather quickly over 10 years, and that will pay for the wall. So in one way, Mexico is paying for it. 722 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You know, missing or damaged teeth really do keep you from an incredible number of things, obviously. And you know this, from eating the food you love, affecting your job, your relationships, and every other aspect of your life. So no matter how long it's been, though, since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff will give you that warm, no-judgment, no-criticism environment you need to solve this dental crisis. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day. That sounds nice. With their unique full mouth dental implant system, what sets them apart is their experience. Dr. Ruparelia, one of the most highly trained dental implant surgeons in the entire DC area. Cascades will take care of you. They make your comfort a complete priority. They've got full sedation services ranging from pill form conscious sedation all the way to full general anesthesia. And they've got that board certified anesthesiologist in-house. Also in-house, incredible technology. They can fabricate, print, polish, take care of, and invent those teeth on site. It's an incredible process. They're very talented at it, and you should take advantage. See Cascade's many success stories at CascadesDental.com, and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go George Washington Parkway and coming out of Alexandria. Oh boy, this is not good. Accident as you come up to Reagan National Airport. Crews at the scene say on the shoulder, but there's barely a shoulder there. So sure, it's probably encroaching a lane. So do watch. This is going to take some time to clear out. GW Parkway again heading up toward Reagan National Airport, northbound side. No problems to report southbound as you come out of McLean off the Beltway, but definitely seeing delays now before as you approach 123 to get you past 123. So I'm watching that closely as well. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, what's in store for your trip? Well, we have the volume in Jessup and again in Laurel. So we've had travel lanes open, just the normal delays. Outer loop at 202, crash cleared to the shoulder. Outer loop at George Avenue, that one also is cleared. Now we have that volume as you come off of 95. 270, we are bunched up now. Germantown to get you past 124. Accident activity, that's our latest problem trying to get into Gaithersburg. Now from Garage, update. Now let me tell you, this is sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates. Injured, can't work? You may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates and learn how. 800-932-1276. That's 800-932-1276. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another miss on an East Coast snowstorm. Had a little snow around yesterday, officially a trace. We'll roll through today, partly cloudy, partial clouds and sunshine through the day. Windy and a high of 47, down into the low 30s overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
All right, the Cherry Blossom Festival shifting. The National Park Service announcing that they now forecast the peak bloom to be March 27th to the 31st, meaning it'll happen during the actual Cherry Blossom Festival. Previously, they thought it was going to be March 17th to the 20th for peak bloom, but that cold weather sort of refrigerated all the trees, kept them from blooming a little bit. So that means March 27th to the 31st is when peak bloom will happen. One can only hope, if you live in the D.C. area, that the confusion will lead to less traffic, that everyone's going to be spread out looking for blooms.
Because it's all about you.
It is a little bit about me. I love cherry blossoms, and I love being able to drive through the city. On March 27th to the 31st, you'll be able to do those things, hopefully.
Oh, good.
Hopefully drive.
Well, that's nice to know that they weren't ruined by a cold snap.
That's right. Bloom goes the dynamite. 728 in WMAL.
We are all so busy with work and family. We put ourselves and our health on hold. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. For a lot of us, making healthy food choices is challenging. You know you should eat a healthy breakfast, but there's no time, so you grab something fast and go. I get it. Lunchtime, it's fast food or something just as bad. By dinnertime, you're tired, so you feed the kids, grab a snack, and then you go to bed. It's hard to get into a healthy routine. But what if eating healthy was easy? A simple plan for breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks. And what if this simple plan offered proven weight loss? That's EMP 180 Weight Loss. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. It's all mapped out. And before you know it, like me, you hit your ideal weight. I lost 40 pounds. I now eat right and I don't stress over food. EMP 180 Weight Loss, located in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we are going to be joined by Matt Schlapp. He is the chair of the American Conservative Union. We're going to talk to him about that special election in Pennsylvania at 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New England is being hit hard today by a third nor'easter in less than 2 weeks. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
This thing is going to be a quick mover, but a punishing quick mover, and that it will leave us very, very quickly with a good 12 to 18 inches. I wouldn't be surprised if some areas picked up 2 feet by tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, President Trump visits sunny California today, where he'll inspect preliminary models of the border wall.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president has talked about the safety and security of the country and strongly feels that the wall is a big part of that, and he's going to look at those prototypes.
This trip comes a week after the Trump administration sued the state over policies it claims obstructs federal immigration enforcement. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The National Park Service has pushed back its estimate for the peak bloom of the cherry blossoms thanks to the colder weather we've had recently. Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst.
We have revised the projection for peak bloom to now March 27th to the 31st, about 10 days later than the initial March 17th to 20th prediction.
Peak bloom occurs when 70% of the cherry trees are in bloom. The Maryland Senate has passed and sent to the House a package of anti-crime bills, including elements of proposals made by Governor Larry Hogan. One bill would increase sentences for repeat offenders. And the Baltimore City Council has banned plastic foam containers for carry-out food and drinks. The bill the council passed gives restaurants and food vendors in the city 18 months to phase out those containers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,179, the Nasdaq at 75,88. Sports sponsored by Uber, the Caps beat Winnipeg in overtime. College basketball, the Maryland women get the number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. NBA, the Wizards host Minnesota tonight. Exhibition baseball, Nats and O's both win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is there an upcoming show you're dying to see? How about a sporting event you want to catch live? Drive with Uber and earn extra money to help you go from your driver's seat and into a prime seat in the arena. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Remember the days when you and your doctor could take the time to sit down together and talk? In today's healthcare, it's getting harder to find that kind of care. That's why you need the Princeton Longevity Center. A Princeton Longevity comprehensive exam is more than just scientifically proven strategies for preventing life-changing diseases. It's a full day of one-on-one time with their caring team of board-certified doctors and specialists in nutrition and fitness. You'll get the care and attention you need, the latest preventive medicine technology, and an individually tailored plan for getting your health back on track. If the only thing that's changed about your annual physical in the past 20 years is the time you get to spend with your doctor, then it's time to see what you've been missing at Princeton Longevity Center. Call now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or learn more about our centers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Metro DC by visiting us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Your one day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Powers of Today presents Miss Zero. Miss Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. If you're leaving Alexandria anytime soon over the bridge, once you get into Maryland, that's when we have unusual delays. Up ahead of the crash on the outer loop, right at the exit for St. Barnabas Road. You can get off at that exit, but just the left lane, the left shoulder continuing through that area gets by. Fire trucks at the scene there. So again, that's Outer Loop at St. Barnabas Road. And I'm looking at delays right after you come off the bridge span itself. You'll hit that pretty solid. Now, on the Inner Loop side, we're back before St. Barnabas Road. Stop and go to get you from Maryland into Virginia. 210, that started off rough this morning at the earlier crash northbound right near Old Fort Road North. That was cleared out of the travel lanes. Now the volume extends past that toward Palmer Road, Livingston Road, as you work up through to the Beltway, recovering a lot of the bailout traffic on Old Fort Road, Fort Washington Road, and Livingston Road. All right, let's go 270 southbound into Gaithersburg. We are just at a crawl here south of Clarksburg, bumper to bumper. The crash as you pass 124, trying to confine that all to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure cranking up off the northeast coast, pulling in some gusty winds. Gusty winds this morning out of the west, northwest, and partly cloudy and windy through the day. 47 degrees, down into the low 30s tonight. Still fairly windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Manassas, 32 in Frederick, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, 7:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, 8:05 this morning, we'll have Justin Danhoff. He's the guy who confronted Bob Iger in that Disney shareholders meeting. That'll be an interesting conversation. 8:15 this morning, Byron York will be with us to tell us the latest in the Russia-Trump collusion story. A lot of news breaking overnight. And then Larry Kudlow will be here at 8:35. Could he be Gary Cohn's replacement in the White House? We will surely ask him. We'll try anyway. I'm Vince Colonnais, and alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us now, friend of the show, Matt Schlapp. He is the chair of the American Conservative Union. Matt, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Mary, great to be with you again.
Let's talk about a Pennsylvania big election going on. Very important. It's a special election between Connor Lamb, the Democrat, and Rick Saccone, the Republican. We know the president was there stumping for Rick. We know that Donald Trump Jr. was out there. Why is this so important? What is at stake in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think the first thing that's awfully important is everybody expects that the Republican House majority could narrow, and there are Democrats who are even optimistic over their chances of taking back the chamber. And obviously, if the House switches hands from Republicans to Democrats, they're pretty far out there saying that they believe that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. They make these ridiculous claims on collusion, and you know, we could be heading for a political car crash if Nancy Pelosi gets that gavel back. So every seat is going to matter.
And yet the polls are showing that Saccone is trailing Lamb by as much as 6 points. Why do you think that is? Assuming this poll is correct, which I know we laugh at polls since the presidential election, assuming this poll is correct, why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, I don't think we can always assume that polling will be incorrect. I think you're right, Mary. A lot of times polling is right on the money, and I think the reason why this race is tight, and plenty of polls show it within the margin of error, one candidate leading or the other candidate leading by a small percentage. The reason why this is tight is because the Republican incumbent got himself in a rather disgusting scandal, which upset the voters, and rightly so. And so Mr. Saccone is running, obviously, as a Republican, and he has to kind of, unfortunately, bear the pains of that scandal. And I think the other reason why this race is tight is the Democrat is adroitly and smartly trying to separate himself from Nancy Pelosi, who's the most enduringly unpopular political figure we've had in generation. And, you know, so that's really what's going on in the district. It doesn't matter how much you win by, it just matters that you win. I think he'll pull out a victory mostly because the RNC and the Trump political operation and the operation in Pennsylvania, they're working very closely. They've put the resources in. And I think with how the president is operating as president,
you can have district.
Let me ask you, Matt, you know, there are some reports that the president kind of thinks Saccone is a lousy candidate. He's being outraised 5-1 by his Democratic opponent here. Obviously, there's a lot of energy on the left right now for all of these races. Are you concerned at all that, you know, the president went out there Saturday, Don Trump Jr. went out there yesterday. Are you concerned at all that in the event that the Republican loses, that the president can wound his brand as an ability to be a kingmaker in these races?
Well, the first thing is remember that it takes several days for those types of visits to kick in on the polling. So you won't see the immediate effect in the race. But, Vince, you ask a great question. You know, when I served as President Bush's political director, we always asked ourselves, how do we advise the president? You can't get involved in everything. You have to pick your battles. I think this is the right battle to pick because, you know, the Republicans have won 5 special elections. They've won tight race after tight race when they were predicted to lose. And I think the White House realizes and the Trump political operation realizes that every seat is going to matter. And they're smart to play big in these special elections, Vince. And here's my prediction. If the Republicans win, we won't ever talk about it again. If the Republicans lose, it'll be national news about, you know, it's the death of the Trump movement. I mean, you know, I can anticipate how it's going to go.
Let me game that out, though. If the Republicans lose, if the Democrats win, what is the lesson that you'll draw from that?
I think there's no question that candidate quality matters. I think that's a fair criticism, mostly because the Democrat is, you know, look, it's not easy to go up against a guy who's younger, more energetic, more handsome, taking seemingly moderate positions, who has no voting record.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, candidate quality absolutely does matter. And so what I will draw from this is this is the most important lesson we need to know going into November. No matter where Trump is in the polls, and I think he's in a much better place than most people in the media give him credit for. And I think the Trump presidency is in a strong position because he's keeping his promises. But no matter where he is, it comes down to that individual candidate running in that district. He or she has to win the race mostly on their own. And that is always the lesson of congressional elections. It comes down to that individual running for that House seat.
Well, also, Democrats are probably going to find out that they can't be so left-wing. It turns out running kind of a conservative agenda occasionally works for them. Matt, really...
Can you imagine, Vince?
I know, isn't it crazy?
if they just kind of figure that out, we'd be in big trouble.
It's amazing stuff. Matt Schlapp, thank you, as always, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks, guys.
743 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, there's a reason year after year that local homebuyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. You see, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to those real results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their D.C. home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs, and he sold their home. And get this, just 4 days for $30,000 over their list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank Prindle in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
Spring is the perfect time to remodel your kitchen, and Bray & Scarf is the perfect place to do it. We handle everything from kitchen design to appliances, cabinetry, and countertops to installation. Bray & Scarf has 24 professional designers on staff, and we've installed more than 20,000 kitchens. Plus, we've got all the top appliance names, including premium brands like Sub-Zero and Wolf. It really is kitchen remodeling simplified. Hurry in for 25% off all cabinetry, plus an extra 10% off exclusively at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Don't miss Bray & Scarf's spring remodeling event. You'll get bonus rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $600 back. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. So skip the contractors and do it all at Bray & Scarf. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, we've had a tough go at it in some areas. So let's start in Old Town Alexandria. If you normally take Washington Street and head up on toward us, Slater's Lane, the GW Parkway, hang on. We have big delays heading toward Reagan National Airport. We have accident activity. It was in the left lane still at last check. They're trying to confine that all to the safety zone, the median there, but it's very narrow. So northbound, it's backed up again, back to Washington Street, over to Route 1, heading through Potomac Yard. That's going to pick up some of the bailout traffic for sure. Across the Wilson Bridge, out of Virginia, an unusual backup now starts to form right on the bridge span, and that takes you to the crash at St. Barnabas Road, left lane, left shoulder, get by. That's the outer loop side. Inner loop, the flow of the rush hour for the morning commute or stop and go before St. Barnabas Road. So that's what's going on in that stretch, some unusual backups. Let's get you inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, New Carrollton. No problems to report on 50 or the B-Dub, but just that heavy volume to DC 295 across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Have some of that stop and go, but all your lanes there reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure cranking up off the northeast coast, pulling in some gusty winds. Gusty winds this morning out of the west-northwest and partly cloudy and windy through the day. 47 degrees down into the low 30s tonight. Still fairly windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 747 on WMAL. All right. Were you, like me, yet on Sunday, in front of the television, watching Selection Sunday? Oh, I was right there. Watching Selection Sunday. I watched every minute of it from start to finish.
Yeah.
This is my season. All right, so here we go.
Uh-oh.
March Madness. You got your four. You got Virginia is in the South, top seed. These are all your number ones. All right, your number ones. Xavier in the West. Kansas in the Midwest. And Villanova in the East. My phone is ringing. Hold on. This is my fight song.
Uh-huh.
This is my ringtone for my phone.
So wait,
yes.
So what you're saying is...
I'm going to be unbearable for the
what
next
What you're saying
month.
Is you like Villanova just for some
bit.
Reason.
Just a tiny little bit. Just a tiny little bit. Now, do you know that March Madness is going to generate about $10 billion in wagering? And only 3% of it's going to be legal.
Yeah.
The states they have different laws on how you can do this.
Yeah.
Everybody does an office pool. What office doesn't have a bracket pool?
Did you
Everybody
see Warren
does.
Buffett's, what he does with his staff?
No.
He does, I think I have this right. He has a thing where all of the employees get to participate. If you have a perfect bracket through the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Through the Sweet 16.
So you got to get to the Elite Eight.
$1 million a year for the rest of your life.
Are you kidding me? These are for his employees,
yes,
so
for
I
his
can't
employees.
Get in on
no,
this.
No, you can't. No. Although he had the billion-dollar bracket challenge, I think, in prior years, at least. I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but where you can basically go for a perfect bracket, and if you get to the Elite Eight and then to the Final Four, he offers to buy you out instead of letting you try to get all the way to the billion. It's so interesting. Anyway, so Warren Buffett playing around with money in the March Madness brackets.
Now, I will admit, I don't do, for as insane as I am this time of year, this, again, my season, I only follow one team. So when my team's out, I'm done with it. I don't care what happens. Oh, yeah. I write it off. You know what? Out of here. I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Out. So I want nothing to do with it if my team is out. So I don't do a bracket because I don't know anything about the other teams at all.
Yeah.
I do know that Virginia has to get past Cincinnati and Arizona. Xavier has Michigan. Villanova has Purdue and Alabama. And Kansas has Michigan State and Duke. Apparently, Kansas is in the toughest bracket. Villanova supposedly in the easiest. But once you say that, it's the kiss of death, right?
Right.
And Vegas, number with Vegas odds, they say that Villanova is going to win it all.
Wow.
So, again, kiss of death. They'll be out by Sweet 16.
So we have games today, right?
I don't know. Villanova doesn't play till Thursday.
No, it's not. Yeah, okay.
see where my knowledge of this goes? It just goes to that.
Well, anyway, the point is hurry up and fill out your bracket.
Exactly.
You have no time left.
Exactly. There's actually a law that is being considered in front of the Supreme Court that was brought by New Jersey to change sports betting. It's called in 1992, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act banned single game sports betting. But that may be changed soon, and your bets would be legal then.
Yep.
Good luck. 750 on WMAL.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? It's a pain. It's a real pain in the tail. You post the job boards, hope you're going to find that right person for your job. And then think about this. You know, if you have a job right now, how often are you actually like cycling through and checking job boards? Probably not that often. For most people, that's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people do go daily, even when they have a job, to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. It's LinkedIn. 70% of the U.S. workforce is right there on LinkedIn. You already know them as the world's largest professional network, while it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted and used LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers all those various things you need to consider when looking for an employee, skills, experiences, location, and a whole lot more, LinkedIn jobs get rated 40% higher by businesses than job boards at delivering quality candidates. That is, candidates whose resumes you don't X out and put in your paper shredder and say, I want to never see that guy again. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Make your life easier. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
All right, so the first four games are today, and then the first round begins on Thursday on the March Madness.
There you go. All right. Landon, don't you feel good now that you know that? It's 7:53.
I am so excited now that I know that.
See, but it has to do with your money if you're betting.
Let's give you a quick check of the markets for that one. And the Nasdaq starts the morning at a record high, actually, with shares of Apple at a record as well. But the Dow is coming off of a 150-point drop yesterday. Futures are modestly higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Airlines are dealing with their third big northeast storm in 10 days as they've canceled about 1,500 flights already this morning. Boston's getting slammed. Nearly 200 flights in and out of Washington's two big airports are canceled. The proposed biggest tech deal ever, Broadcom's takeover of Qualcomm, has been blocked in an unprecedented move by the White House, citing security concerns. Small business optimism hit its highest since 1983 last month. The National Federation of Independent Business says 22% of small business owners plan to increase pay for workers. And one in five American employers plan to hire people in the second quarter of this year, which starts April 1st. A new manpower survey says all 13 industry groups it looks at will add to staff. And spring arrives 1 week from today. Thank goodness. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 8 seminars throughout Maryland and Virginia the week of March 19th, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5, there's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. All right. A little bit change for the better here on the Maryland Beltway, even though we have these delays still. As you come out of Virginia, crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, the accident up ahead, outer loop at St. Barnabas Road, they now have everything over to the right shoulder. So we only had the left lane and left shoulder getting by there for a while. So that's why we had those sizable backups. So hanging with it, it gets better the closer you get to the scene of the crash. I know, coming out of Alexandria, not used to those early delays on that stretch of the Beltway. Speaking of Alexandria, trying to get through Old Town, this is just been just a chore here getting up toward Reagan National Airport with the 3-car crash. We're trying to get everything contained to the shoulder, but it's so narrow through that area that the delays on the George Washington Parkway are backing up onto Washington Street over to Route 1 through Potomac Yard. Watch for that to pick up the bailout traffic. 270 south at Montgomery Village Avenue. That crash was to the shoulder. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another miss on an East Coast snowstorm. Had a little snow around yesterday, officially a trace. We'll roll through today, partly cloudy. Partial clouds and sunshine through the day. Windy and a high of 47, down into the low 30s overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:57. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life. And perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up on WMAL.
All right, well, Disney's CEO Bob Iger was confronted in a shareholder meeting about all of the liberalism taking over the company. The audio, stunning. The man behind it, Justin Danhof, joins us next.
And Byron York joins us to talk about the House Intelligence Committee.
That's right. And don't forget Larry Kudlow. There's a lot of talk about him. He's joining us in the next hour as well. Is he taking over for Gary Cohn?
It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. It's going to be a rough day weather-wise for New England. Some places will get up to 2 feet of snow from this latest nor'easter, says meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
We are expecting a significant snowstorm pretty much for much of New England. Due to winter storm warnings up for most of New England, and blizzard warnings for coastal Massachusetts. So the main impacts will be the heavy snow, will be some strong winds, but those will be confined pretty much right along the coast.
A winter weather advisory is in place for portions of New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Tensions are running high in Austin, Texas, where police are investigating a series of bombings of people's homes that have killed 2 people and wounded 2 others.
The MO in all of these attacks, very similar. Police believe that those packages hand-delivered overnight and not delivered by the U.S. Postal Service or any other delivery service, hand-delivered overnight.
Correspondent Nick Watt. School systems across our area are preparing for possible student walkouts tomorrow, marking the one-month anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shootings.
Staying on school property is a must because that's the way we can ensure their safety.
Prince William County School spokesman Phil Cavett says they know students want their voices heard.
Students definitely have something to say about school safety, and we want them to have that opportunity, but at the same time, we want to make sure that they're safe and that they don't disrupt the school environment.
He says there are guidelines allowing students to briefly leave class and return without any fear of discipline, but he says there will be consequences if kids leave campus. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you need to take the Beltway in Northern Virginia in the overnight hours this week, you can expect some delays.
Parts of the Beltway's outer loop and Tyson's Corner will be closed periodically overnight for the Jones Branch Connector Project. Mike Murphy with VDOT says what it'll mean for drivers.
Southbound outer loop will actually be down to 2 left lanes near Jones Branch Drive with periodic 20-minute total closures from midnight to 4 a.m. Both northbound and southbound 495 express lanes ramps to Jones Branch Drive will be closed.
Murphy says the project is being done to increase connectivity in Tysons and reduce congestion. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump heads west today.
This will be the president's first visit to California since he took office. It is a state he lost by more than 3 million votes. His first stop will be San Diego, where he will see 8 prototypes for the border wall he wants built. The prototypes are between 18 and 30 feet high and are made of concrete and other materials. Later, the president will go to a naval air station where he will speak to members of all 5 branches of the military, and then it'll be on to a political fundraiser. Jerry Bodlander on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,179, the Nasdaq at 75,88. Sports: an overtime win for the Caps as Alex Ovechkin scores his 600th career goal. The Wizards take on the Timberwolves tonight. College basketball: the Maryland women get the number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Exhibition baseball wins for the Nats and for the O's. WMAL Newstime 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
Spring is the perfect time to remodel your kitchen, and Bray & Scarf is the perfect place to do it. We handle everything from kitchen design to appliances, cabinetry, and countertops to installation. Bray & Scarf has 24 professional designers on staff, and we've installed more than 20,000 kitchens. Plus, we've got all the top appliance names, including premium brands like Sub-Zero and Wolf. It really is kitchen remodeling simplified. Hurry in for 25% off all cabinetry, plus an extra 10% off exclusively at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Don't miss Bray & Scarf's spring remodeling event. You'll get bonus rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $600 back. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. So skip the contractors and do it all at Bray & Scarf. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to push through Old Town Alexandria. Boy, it's tough getting northbound onto the George Washington Parkway. So this traffic delay off of the G-Dub has now extended onto Washington Street, which it's been like this for a little while due to the crash up near Reagan National Airport. Three cars involved. So cleanup does continue. So G-W Parkway, if you can avoid, I am definitely seeing some of those delays over to Route 1 Jefferson Davis Highway and then continuing through Crystal City toward 395. All right, let's get around the Beltway with the unusual backup still. Also, Alexandria. That's been a tough spot this morning from Virginia into Maryland, but the crash on the Maryland Beltway on the outer loop at St. Barnabas Road, that's cleared out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.